if you've gotten results for yourself or for somebody else, you have the knowledge to teach that in a roadmap or a blueprint or a system inside of a digital course. The thing that I want really to get across here is that that fear of, what if people talk about me? What if people think that I can't do this? What if no one buys? What if no one gets results? What if a bunch of people refund? Here's the truth. That's just your lizard brain trying to keep you in your very comfy zone where you feel safe. You know that comfy zone. If you're in a 9-to-5 job, you know it well, where money comes every 2 weeks, where you've got health insurance and you don't really have to challenge yourself and you can do a good job. Yeah, that zone is what I'm talking about. And every time you step out of that comfort zone, you're going to hear all those what ifs really loud. Here's my trick, which again, I wish someone taught me this early on. Whenever I hear myself saying, what if nobody buys? What if not enough people get results? What if everybody refunds? You guys, this is what I told myself with like my first 3 digital courses every time I launched. These were the things I was freaked out about. Nowadays, when I hear myself say, what if, and it's negative, I then say, but what if it works? What if it's a huge blockbuster digital course? What if it changes thousands of lives? What if I make millions? What if this is my true path, like I finally found it? I'm Amy Porterfield, ex-corporate girl turned CEO of a multi-million dollar business. But it wasn't all that long ago that I lacked the confidence, money, and time to focus on growing my small but mighty business. Fast forward past many failed attempts and lessons learned, and you'll see the business I have today, one that changes lives and gives me more freedom than I ever thought possible, one that used to only exist as a daydream. I created the Online Marketing Made Easy podcast to give you simple, actionable, step-by-step strategies to help you do the same. If you're an ambitious entrepreneur or one in the making who's looking to create a business that makes an impact and helps you create a life you love, you're in the right place. Let's get started. So tell me this, which of the following are you? A, you're a 9-to-5er dreaming of becoming an entrepreneur so that you can have the freedom and flexibility to create a life on your terms. B, you're a part-time entrepreneur, but full-time employee waiting for the perfect moment to transition full-time into your online business. Or C, you're a full-time entrepreneur that's likely working a lot of hours right now, might be hustling to grow your business. A, B, or C? Well, here's the deal. No matter which one describes you best, this episode is for you. Today, I want to talk to you about betting on yourself, betting on your business. And I want to talk to you about how sharing your knowledge and skills inside of a digital course that you create is by far the single most strategic thing you can do to go all in. Now, whether your digital course is focused on helping teachers with their curriculum, or teaching busy moms how to make sourdough bread, or helping travel agents in sustaining their businesses, even in uncertain times, or weight loss coaching, or teaching tax strategies to Etsy sellers, or teaching creatives how to transform their sketches into unique patterns using Adobe Illustrator. For the record, these are all successful courses from my students. No matter what the course is that you want to create, it's actually not the topic that matters most. It's your willingness to believe in your abilities and to take yourself seriously. I need to repeat that one more time. It's not the topic that matters most. It's your willingness to believe in your abilities and to take yourself seriously. Today, you'll hear stories from myself and a few of my students on how we bet on ourselves despite the false beliefs that we might have had. Here's how I want you to use this podcast. Listen, and instead of thinking, that's cool, Amy, good for you, I want you to put yourself in my shoes or one of my students' shoes. I want you to see how similar your story is likely to mine or to theirs. If you're listening to this in real time, the doors for Digital Course Academy are closing today. And for some of you, you're still on the fence. The truth is, enrolling in Digital Course Academy means that you're going to have to go all in. It means you're betting on yourself. And that can be a scary thing. So this episode is for you, whether you're still on the fence about joining me inside a DCA, or if you're making another big decision that requires you to go all in. And I pretty much think that means all of us. If you are an entrepreneur or a budding entrepreneur, there's always a decision that needs to be made, and you're always going to need to bet on yourself. So I'm going to give you some tools to do so today. This episode is a reminder that betting on yourself, believing you have what it takes to do the things you want to do, requires you to only take the next necessary step. That's all that's standing between you and your goals and desires, whether they be breaking through the very real glass ceiling and no longer living paycheck to paycheck, or no longer working for someone else, or whatever it is that might be your desire right now. We've got to talk about it. So let's do this. First up, I've got a little story for you about how I bet on myself by putting down some cold, hard cash toward my dreams. Before leaving my 9-to-5 job, I invested in 2 digital courses. One was from Facebook marketing expert Mari Smith. She was one of my very first friends in the online marketing sphere. And then the other was a video marketing program. Now, these programs cost $1,000 each, so $2,000 total. Truth be told, and I kind of am embarrassed to admit this, but because it doesn't sound totally responsible to some of you, I know, but I didn't have the money to pay for those courses, and so I put them on my credit card. Now, not saying this is right or wrong, I just know some people are a little judgmental about that, but I did decide that this was important enough for me to do, make that investment. And then immediately I just knew I would start learning and growing and building my business so I could pay off those credit cards quickly. So it was strange making this sizable investment. At that point, I had never spent any money on a digital course. I had never purchased one. So $2,000. Yeah, I was a little bit freaked out about that. I was venturing into uncharted territories and I wasn't totally sure what to expect. And second of all, I was still in my 9-to-5 job. So it felt strange to invest in something outside of that. So the thing is, I knew though that I wasn't the expert and I had a lot to learn. And I knew it would take me forever to get there if I didn't learn from somebody who had gone before me. One of the lessons that I learned early on working with Tony Robbins is that if you really want something, you want it bad. One of the best ways to move forward with that is figure out who already has what you want, who's already doing what you want to do, and learn from them. Study what they're doing. Now, when Tony taught this years and years and years ago, he probably still teaches it, but way back then, he wasn't saying go buy their digital course. That wasn't really a popular thing as it is right now. Like right now, because digital courses have literally become one of the most popular ways to learn, they're mainstream now. But back then, that wasn't the case. And so Tony was really referring to get into the proximity. Spend time with this person, learn everything you can about what they're doing, how they're thinking, and just how they're getting that success. But the beautiful thing about the world we're living in today is that, well, you can buy a digital course and figure it out. And so that's what I did. So my first investment was those 2 courses. And again, although it was really scary, I wouldn't change it for the world because of course it lit a fire in me to make things happen. And even though I was still in my 9-to-5 job, I felt like I was getting momentum. I was moving forward. I wasn't stuck anymore. And the ideas that came out of that course led to new ideas for me and new people that I met and new Facebook groups that I joined. So it opened up worlds for me beyond just those digital courses. And here's what I realized looking back on those first 2 investments. It made it all feel very real. Because for me, and I have a feeling for maybe you as well, when you lay down money and you make a big investment, it becomes a whole different ballgame. You've heard it before. When you pay attention. And I was paying attention because that was a lot of money. So that was my first experience in really moving forward from my 9-to-5 job into creating this business I have today. Okay, so now let's talk about that time where I bet on myself despite feeling like a total imposter. So you probably know my old friend, imposter syndrome. We are very close. And this is something that in the early days, it used to be something I felt like I could never get beyond. I want to take you back to day one of my entrepreneurial journey. I was excited and nervous and energized, and I felt like a fraud. Yep, I experienced imposter syndrome from day one, and to be completely transparent, pretty much every damn day for the first 2 years. I've told this story before, but after I left my 9-to-5 job, I was consumed with thoughts about what my coworkers would think about what I was doing online as I was building my business. I was consumed about what Tony Robbins or people in my family would think about my blog post or this video that I put up or something I posted on social. And they would think, who is she to be teaching this? She doesn't know anything about that. Well, this is a joke. What is she doing? Have you seen what Amy's doing? She looks like an idiot. Like, this is what I thought people were talking about me to others. And maybe they were, but I didn't know for sure. So really, who cares, right? And they likely didn't even care themselves. So they probably weren't even watching. But here's something I wish that someone would have taught me early on. So if you're multitasking, come back to me, my friend, because I want you to hear this. If you've gotten results for yourself or for somebody else, you have the knowledge to teach that in a roadmap or a blueprint or a system inside of a digital course. The thing that I want really to get across here is that that fear of what if people talk about me? What if people think that I can't do this? What if no one buys? What if no one gets results? What if a bunch of people refund? Here's the truth. That's just your lizard brain trying to keep you in your very comfy zone where you feel safe. You know that comfy zone. If you're in a 9-to-5 job, you know it well, where money comes every 2 weeks, where you've got health insurance and you don't really have to challenge yourself and you can do a good job. Yeah, that zone is what I'm talking about. And every time you step out of that comfort zone, you're going to hear all those what ifs really loud. Here's my trick, which again, I wish someone taught me this early on. Whenever I hear myself saying, what if nobody buys? What if not enough people get results? What if everybody refunds? You guys, this is what I told myself with like my first 3 digital courses every time I launched. These were the things I was freaked out about. Nowadays, when I hear myself say, what if, and it's negative, I then say, but what if it works? What if it's a huge blockbuster digital course? What if it changes thousands of lives? What if I make millions? What if this is my true path? Like I finally found it. You're never going to know if you stay stuck in the negative what ifs. Here's the thing. If you really care about the people you serve, the roadmap that you're giving them, and the results that they are getting, if you care about all of that, you can't lose, my friend. You are already winning. One of the things that I really like to double down on teaching inside Digital Course Academy to all my students who are creating their own digital courses is as long as you care about that student and you obsess in the best way possible about them getting results, you can't lose and neither can they. And if you're curious what it looks like to bet on yourself, it really is believing that you can get people results, that you care enough to get them to the finish line, that you have what it takes to lay it down into a roadmap or step-by-step process. Betting on yourself means that you genuinely know that you can do this. Like deep down in your entrepreneurial heart, you know that you can do this. Betting on yourself means that you no longer are looking outward for that special sauce that gives you an edge, that thing that will make people stop and pay attention to what you have to offer. Betting on yourself looks like this. You look in the mirror and you tell yourself, I am the mother effing special sauce. It's not something that you need to go find. It's in you. It's been you all along.
I know you're focused on marketing and selling your digital products, but I know many of you also have physical products, and I want to talk about Shopify. Shopify is a user-friendly commerce platform that helps you, my dear online entrepreneur, build an online store and make more sales at any stage of your business. They're the force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, and millions of other businesses at every size. Let me tell you why Shopify is an online entrepreneur's dream platform. It's because it helps turn your browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout experience. In fact, it converts 36% better compared to other leading e-commerce platforms. Yeah, loving that. And I don't know about you, but as an online entrepreneur, my customer's experience, especially when it comes to checking out, is so important. Plus, not only do they support your customers, they support you as the entrepreneur. Shopify's award-winning help desk is there to support your success through every question and every step of the way. There's a reason Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/madeeasy. All lowercase. So go to shopify.com/madeeasy now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. That's shopify.com/madeeasy. We are online marketers, which means we have unique needs. And there are so many options out there for paid media. Sometimes it's hard to figure out where should you go to reach your ideal audience. But here's the thing. Have you thought about LinkedIn ads? LinkedIn ads empowers marketers with solutions for you and your customers, and it allows you to build the right relationships and drive results and reach your customers with meaningful content. You do not want to sleep on LinkedIn ads. And here's the thing, 79% of content marketers said LinkedIn produces the best results for paid media. I hear it from so many of my peers, and I know you're doing important work. And with that, you want to make sure that the work you're doing is getting in front of the right people. And that's what LinkedIn ads will allow you to do. So let your marketing efforts connect with the right audience and get a $100 credit on your next campaign. So if you go to linkedin.com/Amy, you can get that $100 credit. So that's linkedin.com/Amy. Terms and conditions apply.
The name of this episode is How to Create a $1 Million Business. What's Work for Me? And for me, realizing I was the special sauce in my own life and business has played a big part of how I got to where I am today. As a side note, I also know that my privilege helped me get to where I am today. So that's one of the reasons why we awarded Digital Course Academy scholarships to 20 highly deserving entrepreneurs, many in the startup stages of their businesses. This year, our company was committed to awarding at least 75% of scholarships to diverse businesses and business owners. The breakdown was 50% awarded to businesses owned by Black, Indigenous, and people of color, and 25% awarded to business owners of varied demographics, including age, religion, disability, gender, sexual preference, LGBTQ culture, and we also included veterans. I plan to continue this tradition with every launch of my program. So again, congratulations to our scholarship winners this year. Okay, switching gears just a bit, let's talk about a little limiting belief that goes something like this. I don't have enough time. I say this as lovingly as possible, but you have the same amount of time as Beyonce and Oprah or whoever else you find insanely inspiring. We all have the same amount of time. And when it comes down to it, you've got to make the time. You have to find a way to prioritize what you want the most. I am not saying this is easy. I know that your circumstances could be dramatically different than most people. I get that. But I also know to build the business of your dreams, you don't have to hustle or grind yourself to the ground. But you do need to make some tweaks
to your schedule. You do need to find a way to make this a priority. My question for you is, are you willing to sacrifice a little in the now to accomplish what you want in the future? How bad do you want it? And are you willing to change how you spend your time or tweak your schedule to support whatever it is that you want to create, be it a digital course or whatever else you're wanting to build and create? For me, in the beginning, because I was still working my 9-to-5 job, it was 5 a.m. before Cade and Hobie got up. It was weekends. It was some nights. And I wouldn't change that for anything. I didn't love it, but I knew what I wanted. That was for sure. Small sacrifices now will literally shape the future that you want to create. Okay, let's take a moment and talk about technology. But first, you know how like our moms and dads tell the stories of, well, when I was your age, I had to walk uphill both ways to get to school while it was snowing. And they tell those stories, right? Well, I feel like this is one of those moments where I want to tell you, back in the day when I started, technology was a joke compared to how it is now. There were not beautifully done, simple to follow how-to videos. It was so complicated. Like literally, I just stood and stared at a video for probably 2 hours that was maybe 5 minutes long thinking, what is he talking about? Is he speaking in a different language? What is going on here? But I also wanted it bad. So I hunkered down and literally would just spend hours and hours and hours trying to figure it out. I was frustrated. Again, I'm not saying I liked this part, but I knew I needed to figure it out and I didn't have the money to pay for someone else to do it. So there I was. Now, today, I promise you, you have it easier, but that doesn't mean anything, right? You're like, Amy, it's still confusing to me. If technology is that thing that stops you in your tracks, then no matter what I say, it's just going to be frustrating to you. Let it be frustrating and do it anyway. Figure it out. I promise you, if you take the time to find the tools that usually the ones that I recommend have really well done, simple to follow how-to videos. They have great concierge that will help you walk through step by step what you need to do if you get stuck. But I promise you, you can tackle the tech. You can. And stick with me. I'll show you the ropes in terms of the easiest way to get through it. Because if you join Digital Course Academy, you know I have a whole technology resource library, right? If I ever want you to do anything with tech, I make a video, walk you through, click here, click there, do this, do that, so that it's step by step. Because this honestly was one area where I got stuck. Okay, next, I want to talk about the limiting belief that you're too young or you're too old. I know I just grabbed your attention. Some of you are just like, okay, I'm paying attention. For those of you who think you're too young to be taken seriously, think again. My student, Holly Ann Knight, is in her 20s and she teaches quilting. Now, as you might be able to imagine, most of her audience is in their 50s and up. And guess what? She generated close to $50,000 with her latest launch. Holly Ann even said, who would have thought that a millennial like me could be so successful teaching baby boomers how to quilt online? She's kicking butt and they love her. Now, on the flip side, meet my student, Anne La Follette, who spent 25 years climbing the corporate ladder only to be laid off at age 55. But she knew and believed that it was never too late to create, so she bet on herself and created a digital course. At age 62, Anne just completed her 6th live launch, and in less than 2 weeks, in May of 2020, this year, during a pandemic, she generated over $111,000, $111,850,000 to be exact. How amazing is that? These stories, my friend, are meant to inspire you, to show you what betting on yourself looks like. If you're feeling like you're too young to be taken seriously or to be seen as the expert, or you're too old to start over and create a digital course, think again, my friend. Age is just a number, and these two women are perfect examples of that. I'm here to remind you that if I can do it, if they can do it, then you can do it too. You have it in you right now. If you related to any of these limiting false beliefs, then you also know that you could either believe them or you could bet on yourself and see what happens. Because what if you create a business and a life that blows your mind? One you can only imagine right now in your dreams. Today is the day I want you to bet on you. Maybe your next big leap is joining me inside of Digital Course Academy. Maybe it's another big decision in your business or in your life. No matter what, it's time, my friend. Cheers to you doing big, bold things this year. Thanks so much for joining me here today. I'll see you next week, same time, same place. Bye for now.